Shemai, it's Bethan here. It's no use in me apologising that it's been so long since my last podcast, because it's been about a year, but I think it's just been a bit crazy with having a new baby in lockdown and starting back work in January. I do regret it now, because I think it would have been a good testament to chat a bit more about my experience in the last 10 months, but I'm standing down from the Senedd soon, so I'm hoping that I can just kickstart things again and have discussions about various topics, being a mother, one of them, and anything else that takes an interest, really. Today is Time to Talk Day, and that's a big campaign in Wales about mental health. I mean, I think it's obviously a great campaign to involve people in, to encourage people to end the stigma in relation to mental health. But I gotta be honest, I do see a lot of people sharing videos or sharing statements, and they seem a bit empty in their rhetoric, and they seem a bit superficial, just telling people to talk and then doing a video a year about it doesn't really make a difference. And I know some people I've seen already talk about it today where potentially they could have helped somebody's mental health, and they haven't in the past, and I'm not going to name names, but it's just, I'm putting it out there. I think it's really difficult because you want to be genuine in helping somebody, but how do you do that? And I think I've talked about that in the past before. It's about being sincere. It's about not being patronising, as if that other person may think that their lives are better than yours. That your life is better than theirs, I'm sorry. But also that you are invested in trying to help them in a genuine way, which I think is, you know, the tricky part, really. And for people to understand you and to want to understand you, I've gone through difficult times lately, only because, you know, it's been difficult to be a new mother in lockdown, and I feel exhausted a lot of the time. You know, my son is getting up, you know, pretty early on many occasions, getting up at 5 o'clock, and then I'm balancing work and being a mother. But it's also, before I was back in work, it was, you know, the numerous lockdowns, the isolation, which I know not only new mothers experience, but that's my experience. So here I am talking about it. And, you know, the new way of life for me, in that everything changes. You know, you're thrust into a reality where you've got this little human to look after all the time, and you are questioning yourself all the time if you're good enough. You're wanting to shower that new life with as much love as you can. You don't want to put any negative influences on that little person's life, such as thinking about your future or thinking about how to balance, you know, work and childcare and being present for that child enough. And just the pressure you put on yourself, I think, to be the best you can. And I think that's what I do, is, you know, I want to be, you know, good at, you know, keeping everything clean and tidy, making sure he's eating healthy, that I try and keep myself healthy and find an hour to exercise, you know, here and there, and to actually relax myself to get some downtime so that I can be the best version of myself when I'm with him. And then I just realise how much respect then I have for my own family, my own parents, who, you know, obviously in different times would have raised me, and, you know, the challenges that we all face as parents in taking forward that responsibility to the next generation, to shower them in the best possible influences, despite the fact that we now have even more negative influences on people's lives, such as the media and so forth, and influencers on Instagram, and this culture of, you know, getting work done to your face and not looking like you were when you were growing up, because you've changed yourself so much, because you may have so much insecurities, you don't like yourself very much. So it's really difficult, and I understand the mental health pressures on young children at the moment as well, not being in school. So, but I think we're not very good at empathising, I think the word is empathy a lot of the time, with other people's situations, and then people can become quite selfish and stuck in their ways and only see directly what's in front of them. And I know during the pandemic that many people have reached out and they've helped their communities, but I also see a retraction, and I see people going to themselves because they have to be in their bubble, they have to be in their family homes. And then what does that mean then for this future of society? What does that mean then for how we communicate? What does that mean then for how we try and empathise when we have to do a Zoom call with a counsellor or with a friend, when we have to WhatsApp them instead of actually meeting them? When before people may have had made up reasons not to go and meet somebody because they didn't want to go out because of their mental health, now it's, well, I can't meet you anyway. So that then they become even worse in themselves because they know that they can. So when we're talking about time to change day, I think that we need to consider how many layers there are to a person, but then how many layers there are to a community and a society, because it's not going to take that one person to change their own situation around. Because quite often, as with being in a domestic abuse situation, that individual may not see that they have a mental health problem, they may not acknowledge an account from the past that affected them negatively or affected them in a traumatic way. And so then they go through their whole lives potentially without having any support or without seeking that support. So when we are tweeting, yes, talk to each other, you will know that there's people looking at that and will just flash by it. They'll scroll past it because they don't see themselves in that category. So raise awareness by all means, but it's about how we get to the depth of the situation with individuals when the times are such that reaching out is more problematic. And I'm not going to sit here and say that I have all the answers. I think sometimes it's good to talk around why people feel a certain way and what causes them to feel that way and what would help them to feel better. I think for me, it's about people close to you sitting down and talking in a way that they can seek to understand, as opposed to seeking to come to a certain conclusion about your thoughts or about you. I feel, because I've had mental health problems in the past, it's that sometimes you feel that, oh, there we go again, you know, that's her, she's got these issues, and you do feel a bit of a burden, or you feel that it's something that they just expect, and that now they get, well, bored of hearing about what you feel. So I think I would appeal to people to try and be persistent in supporting others, and to realise that if you do have a mental health problem, or if somebody close to you does, then that probably doesn't go away. I was talking to eating disorders campaigners over the last few years because it's something I work hard on. And they were saying, well, I don't know if my eating disorder ever goes away. Am I being cured? Has it gone? Well, it's not something I can answer because I feel it'll always be there. And I think that's true of many forms of mental health, but I think, you know, it's all different for different people. But for me, I think because I know I can go to that place, because I know that I can get, you know, I can feel down on occasions, because I've identified that that can happen, it sometimes is too easy to go back into that dark hole as opposed to finding your way out. And I think that's the challenge, especially in these lockdown periods, is finding the way out in a way that is relevant and true to yourself. So for me, it's about, you know, yeah, talking to somebody that's not so close to my family so that they can give me an objective perspective on my life. It's about having opportunities to exercise so that I can make my body well, and that helps my brain at the same time. So getting an hour out to walk or to run or to do a workout online. But it also means having some version of a routine so that I can read a book and I can chill out when I'm not, you know, washing nappies or washing clothes or feeding a little human. Because I think in the long term, what I've come to realise is that it just, my baby will be much happier if I'm happy than me trying to do everything imperfectly, but just hoping that it works out and burning myself out in the long term. So while some people might think, oh, it's selfish if you want to go and do something for yourself, whatever it is, or you may have mum guilt or whatever it is that you have for not always being with your child, I think we have to look at it as, if we are not healthy and happy, then how in hell do we think we're going to encourage our child to be healthy and happy too? And it's difficult, but it's doable. but I think it takes time, and it takes understanding from people around you to make that happen. I'm really pleased now that the lockdown has been eased to an extent where you can meet one person outside. I'm not going to go into the sporting organisations that want more people to meet outside. I think it's entirely fair. But for me, I think it's important, even if we can meet one person outside for exercise, just to be able to talk to somebody outside our household one-to-one. I think in all of this, we've realised that actually having that human interaction physically is invaluable. And, you know, I went to the park yesterday with Idris and got speaking to a new mother there who'd had a baby 3 months ago. And we talked for quite a while, and we didn't know each other from Adam. But, you know, would we have talked to each other in days gone by when lockdown didn't exist? Maybe, because parks are such that you're hanging around while your child is is clambering around or in a swing. But I think everybody's sort of seeking out other people, but let's make that sustainable, and let's make that real, and let's make that something that means something for the future in terms of our relationships, and not just something superficial that we throw away after we've met them once. How do we get to meet them again? How do we develop relationships? How do we get to understand others better? How do we get to know more than just the superficial about our next door neighbours? You know, how do we build a community again after this really intense, horrible, horrible experience? So Time to Talk Day is really important. It's just, be sincere about it. If you don't care about mental health, just don't say anything at all. If you don't understand it, just don't say anything at all. I think that's really my plea. But if you do get it and you do want to help someone, then by all means, it's the most important thing you could do today.